Blog Talk Radio.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
Good morning and welcome to our very first show with our good friend Debbie Johnson. You've been listening to my friend Christian Davis on piano playing Peace, Love, and Joy. And as promised, we are going to have Christian on the show hopefully within the next couple of weeks. She is one busy lady. But today we're kicking off our series, What Are You Wearing with Debbie J? And Debbie is a cabbie stylist, an independent stylist, and she's going to talk to us today about fashion. And in fact, she's going to join us every month to talk about what you're wearing. So I want you to grab your second cup of coffee and get ready to find out all about fashion and what you're wearing. And the rules, there's not really rules per se, but you can ask her yourself about the rules for fashion. You know, those school old school rules of you don't wear white after Labor Day, you don't wear white before Memorial Day, those kinds of things. If you have questions for Debbie, call in at 516-595-8153. Or you can shoot me a text message, or you can listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/Black Bag Productions. And I have to give you full disclosure. I've known Debbie for a long time, and we're friends. And when she said, I want to be on your show, I said, okay. So, Debbie, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's dive right in. Let's talk about cabbie and tell our listeners all about that and how you got started.
Okay, cabbie. I love cabbie. Cabbie is my happy place. And I've been a cabbie stylist for on and off for about 5 or 6 years. I took a little break during my tenure as a stylist and then came back and because it makes me so happy and so much joy in connecting with women. You know, being a stylist is not just about selling clothes. It's so much more than the clothes. It's about connecting with women on so many topics. And today we just need that, you know, we need that connection to women, especially where we are in this pandemic, right? How we are.
Except my fashion during the pandemic
is a little isolated.
Yeah, my fashion during the pandemic has gone from frump to frumpier. So, and I say that because, you know, now that I don't have to wear the dress, well, I don't wear dresses to work anyway, but now that I don't have to wear dress-up clothes, you know, I don't have to wear my tailored slacks, and I don't have to wear a bra, quite honestly. And, you know, I think all of us have gotten in that phase where we really are just like, fashion smashing.
Who cares? Well, you know the main clothes represent how you feel. Like, how are you feeling today? How did you show up for Kim today? Debbie, how do I show up today? And what am I going to wear to make me feel a little bit better, right? Or make me feel comfortable, right? So let's talk about what we're wearing during this pandemic. What are you wearing, Kim? You said you're wearing frumpy stuff.
Yeah,
we have to work on that.
You know. So my fashion plate has consisted of leggings and big shirts. And when the winter, you know, in the winter months, it just got even worse because then it was leggings and sweatshirts. And in the summer, I at least had to wear a bra because, you know, I had to wear a tank top or something like that to go outside. If I had to go to the store, you know, and that seems to be the only time that a bra is going to be required is if I have to leave the confines of the house. But I really, leggings, sneakers, and a shirt. And now I wear jeans. I've moved up.
Okay, well, you know, in the winter and the fall, I think everyone in this pandemic time period, or I would say individuals that may be working from home, right, are kind of wearing that leggings, T-shirt, sweatshirt, and it's kind of that gray. Well, we're coming out of that a little bit, and I kind of see that a little bit with the pandemic. People are getting their vaccinations. Maybe they're coming out a little bit, and maybe we can really think about spring. The trees are blooming. Let's change it up. So maybe we have to freshen up those leggings. You know, we don't necessarily have to wear. Yeah, we don't have to wear the black. Maybe we can wear black and white. Maybe we can wear gray. Maybe we can wear bright colors. The bright colors make you feel good, right? So
that's true. That's true. And my legging colors are white, black, navy, and kind of a maroon. So I'm you know, it took a long time to get brave to even wear leggings because I thought, oh, my legs are too fat, and it's, you know, that whole thing.
So you might want more of a jogger that's more relaxed, that's not as confined for a legging, you know, so that you have a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable, right? You might want a very relaxed T-shirt. You know, Cabby has so many relaxed T-shirts that look great, feel great, soft and comfortable that you can wear all day, look great on Zoom for all those Zoom videos. That's a lot.
Yes.
And that you want to look good on that camera.
Yes, you because look good on that I had a Zoom meeting and – well, it wasn't a Zoom meeting. I was attending a seminar, and one section of the seminar was, okay, turn your video on so we can see you. And I was like, yeah, we're not doing that. So,
so we can see your face, and you're like, oh, no.
Yes. And I'm thinking, I'm not scaring these people, number one, because I don't have any makeup on. Number two, because this is not the right shirt, you know? Even though they didn't have to know that I didn't have on a, you know, a bra because of the camera angle, but it was still just the idea that the shirt was not, you know, it wasn't the best shirt.
The way the shirt, that you might want to wear a shirt that's more, that has some color in it, right? That has a little bit of pop, something that complements your complexion, that you're confident in. Whenever you turn that camera on, you want to be confident in how you look.
Yeah.
So if this particular color is the color for you, like, oh, I'm always going to wear that color or something in that color family, right? So this season, geranium, which is kind of like an orangey reddish color, is very big with flowers. That trend, but not everybody likes flowers. Maybe they want something a little more subdued, right? So, but that color, that pop of color, helps on the camera, right? It helps. Then put a little bit of lipstick on. That helps a little bit of a pop as well, because you get drowned out with that, with the video, right? The angles of everything coming towards you. So, I would go with color on top. And there's such a variety of tops that we have at Cabby. Feel free to check my website. DebbieJohnson.cabbyonline.com. Yep. Lots of tops that look great on camera.
Mm-hmm. So I can, I remember, and I should also tell our listeners, I hosted a Cabby show with Debbie as my Cabby stylist, and I got this cute, oh my gosh, too cute top that I literally cannot wait to wear, because it was sleeveless and I really didn't have anywhere to wear it, but I had to have the top. Okay. So let me
wear it on that camera for the camera.
Yes, exactly. And the thing I love about Cabby clothes is the way they fit. It's almost like having a tailor. And I know that sounds weird, but it's almost like having a tailor. And I can tell people that I had ordered these pants, and I told Debbie, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to need the biggest thing they make. She's like, no, you're not. You're not going to need that. And of course, you know, I'm thinking, well, she's stroking my ego because I'm buying these, but I don't want to bust out of these pants. You know? But
so
I listened to what you told me. Yeah. And it was the perfect fit. It was amazing.
Yeah, we are I would say more generous in our sizing than maybe some other retail outlets, but the sizing and the fabric is what gives you so much comfort and gives you that structure of the clothing that looks just great on your body, right? So, and we're going to give you a little extra fabric. So it's wonderful for our ego as women.
And can I just say, hides a multitude of sins. It's a beautiful thing. And those pants, they were perfect. They were perfect. So,
yes, it does.
You know, I know that that Cabbie has beautiful, I don't want to say all casual wear, because not everything is casual, right?
Well, we have some, I think the styling of it, you can make it, wear it in a casual style, or you can dress it up and wear it in, dress it up, or you can wear it like from a business perspective, like you wear it to the office, like a business casual. We have a variety, a large range of all the items. Almost everything you can either dress up or dress down. I love our jackets. We do really well with different and unique jackets that can pair back to so many different things. The jackets, you can wear it with jeans, or you can dress it up with slacks, or further to put over a nice dress. Coming into this spring season, we have some beautiful dresses that are just in time, you know, for Mother's Day, right? That's coming up. But we have some beautiful dresses. I think 3 or 4 different dresses that are absolutely gorgeous that you can wear for Mother's Day. You can wear out with on a nice evening. The spring and summer is coming, so we could wear it out on a nice evening with our girlfriends, on a couple's date, something with our husband. Yes, definitely look at my website, debbiejohnson.cabbieonline.com, to see the beautiful dresses that we have available.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you gave that website, and I want to make sure people know how to spell your name. It's Debbie.
Yes.
Okay.
Johnson.
Very good.
Yes, Debbie Johnson, and it's .cabbieonline.com.
Perfect. And Cabbie is spelled C-A-B-I for those who might have looked at the show page. So you said you can dress things up and dress them down. So an example of dressing it up, when you're saying dress up, now, I can tell you, for me, when somebody says, oh, I need to dress it up a little bit, I'm thinking, okay, so are we talking before 5, after 5, something in between?
So,
what are we talking about?
So if we're referring to, so say we have a nice pair of jean slacks. So, Cabbie, we have a pair of jeans. They're called the trouser jean, and they are actually, it looks almost like a pair of slacks. So like you would wear a white pair of pants, and you may throw on one of our wonderful blazers. We have a violet lavender color blazer that looks fantastic with that. If you change out the top and you change your shoe, it can be a little bit more casual. If you wear it with more of a dressier top and a high heel, it will become a little more dressy. So the top and the shoe can make a big difference in how that outfit comes off to you, how you feel more comfortable in it. To dress it, you know, to dress it up or dress down. Some of the dresses that we have are completely, they're a pleat wrap, a full wrap dress. So if you wear it open and you wear a pair of jeans underneath and a cute shoe sandal, that's maybe a little more casual. You wear the dress mm-hmm. open, you have a great top, you wear a pair of jeans and be a little bit more casual. Or if you wear it as a full dress, a full wrap dress with a high heel, then that's a little more dressed up.
Ah, okay. So basically mm-hmm. you can have several different looks from one particular dress or one particular top.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now sizing, you know, I as much as I hate this phrase, if they make it in my size, I can wear it. And the reason I hate that phrase is because it doesn't always work. You know, it's not, it doesn't always
yeah.
look flattering on every size. So how do you guys kind of deal with that? How do you make sure that whatever size it is, and also talk about the size range that Cabby has?
So our sizes range from 00 to 20, and extra, extra small to extra, extra large. Then we only have, we have a limited collection of items that are in our extended sizes. That would be
mm-hmm.
18 and 20, and the extra,
mm-hmm.
extra large. But our sizes are generous. I would say our sizes are a little more generous than normal retail, than I would say other
okay.
retail outlets, right? Mainly because of the fabric that we use. Then the measurements, our fit guide. Cabby has a specific fit guide, the sizing chart. So the best way to really get your exact size and really know where you are is to go ahead and take your measurements. I think that is really looking into, like, how can I make sure that I am ordering the right size, that it's getting
mm-hmm.
giving me the right fit. And I think it lets women realize, like, well, I am that size, you know. Fortunate
right.
or unfortunate,
right.
I am that size. So to do your sizing, you want to do your measurements for your bust, right? You want to do your
mm-hmm.
measurements for your waist, and you want to do your measurements for your hips. And the size chart is actually, it's true. So if the inches
mm-hmm.
come up on the measuring tape that you are a 32 waist, you're going to wear
mm-hmm.
a size 10, right? So if it says, oh, I'm more of a 34 waist, you're going to wear a size 12 and a large. So I think the
mm-hmm.
sizing chart is true, right? So it's true to what the actual
yeah.
inches are. It's
And
yeah.
that's unusual
it's best
because
to get,
a lot of times that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times you'll say, oh, but I measured myself and I ordered what the measurements were, and it was not absolutely true to that size. But I have worked with many of ladies, especially in this virtual environment, about
mm-hmm.
sizing. And we had to have, you know, personal time where we actually do, I help them via Zoom, do that personal time, and let's get your measurements done. So get the measurements done. Let's get it in your profile so you automatically know that this will be the right size for you.
Right.
There's a lot of my clients, they say they want to go with what they would normally order, you know, from
right.
other outlets.
And I was one of those people.
And I said, well, let's rethink that
right.
a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, so that we get the sizing right. We want you to be happy with your item, and we want you to look good. You know, clothes, it's a representation as to how you feel. So we want you to look good and feel good. So even today, like today, we're on the radio, but I got up and
right.
fully dressed, put my clothes on because I want to feel good. Right?
Right.
You want to feel good, look good, and have confidence. And that's what it's all about, just, you know, enjoying where we are, you know, right now at this
yeah.
time.
Yeah. So when you were talking about measuring, it occurred to me, you know, many of my listeners know I'm a wedding planner as well. And one of the things
mm-hmm.
that I always tell brides is when you're getting your dress, get it, measure everything. so that you have on the right undergarments to go with the outer garment. And, of course, they're thinking, yeah, but I already know I'm a 36C or whatever. It should be fine. I was like, no, it should not. So you need to measure yourself properly. So when you do Zoom meetings with your clients and they're trying to measure the bust and they're trying to measure their waist, and they say, well, I don't really have a waist. There used to be curves there and now there's handles. So how do I do that? How do I get the tape measure and do that? And what kind of tape measure works best? And I think that's another thing. You know, people don't necessarily use the right tape measure to get the accurate numbers. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think if you go to a fabric store and you get a tape measure to ensure that it's appropriate measuring, I think you'll do well with that. To be honest. And I think standing up direct and really measuring across your direct mid bust line, it's not going to be what you think it is. That's why they always tell us to go get measured for our bras and our undergarments.
Exactly.
And we're like, I never thought I was wearing that size. It is important to get that measurement done properly. Even if you have to say, you know what, I'm going to go to a store and have them measure me appropriately your bust and your waist and write it down, you know, make it, you know, get it somewhere where you can remember, because you will go online and shop. So that maybe that will help with getting the appropriate size. It's nothing like ordering something and then having to return it because the size isn't wrong and you have the expectation to wear that item for a particular event, right? So
and just because your arms are small doesn't mean the width of your torso and your back and your bust are going to work out the same way. You know, you don't want to buy a top and June is busting out all over. you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so exactly. I would imagine that the measurements for the tops in particular are key, because if your if your bra is fitting right, of course, then everything else is going to fall into place beautifully, and the top is going to look like it did the way you saw it in the picture, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
So there's one trick about the tops. So you'll notice if a top is too small or too large. If the top is too small, you will constantly be pulling it up from the front to pull it back to your shoulders. There's always that seam at the top of your shoulder for the top of the item, right? So if you're constantly pulling it back, the top is too small, right? If you're constantly pulling it forward, the top is too big. So you want that that seam on your shoulders to be exact. If they sit properly exact, you know that that's the right top for you. But if it's too forward in the front, that's the wrong size. So you know that when you try something on, like, oh, this looks great, but you're constantly pulling it back and pulling it back. It may not be the appropriate size for you. Yeah.
So see, I learned something. I never knew that.
And it's important that we measure our hips. Our hips are our hips. We are women. I am African American. I have hips. And we need to measure our hips so that our clothes fit appropriately across the bottom.
Yeah, my grandmother was famous for saying there's a lot going on back there. let's get that fitted right. You know, she
exactly.
had a thing about that behind looking. She was not happy with any of that at all. And so I think that made me self-conscious about making sure my pants weren't too tight and that they fit me properly at the waist, but at the same time didn't look like I was struggling to walk and struggling to sit, you know, all of that stuff like that. So Yay.
There's one thing.
You didn't
Cabby
even measure me and
our...
knew that the pants that I bought were going to be fitting exactly right.
I knew that the number that you originally suggested may not be the appropriate size. That's a political
That was
response.
Her polite way of saying they were going to be too
yes.
big and cover, and it weren't going to fit the way we wanted them to.
That may not be the appropriate size. So we need to adjust that just a little bit, and it'll boost your confidence and like, oh, my God, I look so fantastic in these, and yes, I'm going to keep going. Yes.
Yes, it did. Yes. It did. I must say, the minute mm-hmm. I pulled them on, I was like, oh, my God, they fit perfectly. Because I held my breath, everything. I was just like, okay, just in case, let me suck up my stomach just a little bit, and, you know, because this probably ain't going to fit the way she thinks it's going to fit, because I don't know. And
yes, and they
so
look great.
Yes, it was amazing.
That's great.
So I want to remind our listeners.
Stretch on our pants. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. And I want to come back to that thought after we take a break. And I want to remind people, if you have questions, give us a call at 516-595-8153. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio with What You're Wearing with Debbie J. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
And we're back. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. And today our guest, our very special guest, is my dear friend Debbie Johnson, who is an independent stylist with Cabby. And if you missed the first half of the show, then make sure you check out the on-demand part of it and listen again. But we have been talking about how to make sure you're wearing the right size clothes and how to make sure you measure properly so that your clothes fit the way they should fit, and especially if you're buying online, measuring is key. So before we took the break, Debbie was telling us about making sure you measure your hip and making sure you get everything looking the way it needs to look. So can you mm-hmm. kind of explain the best way to measure your hips? Should your legs be standing apart? Should they be together? What's the best way to measure your hips?
You want to measure the widest part of your hips, including your bottom, right? So you want
okay.
to stand direct up and then measure from the widest part of your hips. The waist, you want to measure from the smallest part of your waist.
Now, that's
the
for real small part, not the dream small part, right?
Small part, exactly, exactly. The inseam is very important, the inseam for your pants. Now,
so
Cabby
now explain
does really
what the
well.
Inseam is.
So the inseam is the measurement from the top of your leg down to your ankle bone. Okay, that is the number
okay.
of inches for your inseam. If you are tall, like I'm tall, 5'9¾", almost 5'10", but my inseam may be a shorter inseam because maybe my torso is longer, although I'm
right.
a taller height. I can still wear a regular length inseam with Cabby. Like our regular length inseam ranges anywhere from 30 to 32 inches inseam. We do have some of our jeans that are a little bit shorter, maybe like a 27-inch inseam.
Mm-hmm.
Our crop pants are normally like a 25 to 26 inch inseam. And then
mm-hmm.
for our taller ladies, I have several girlfriends that are tall, and they're always looking for pants that are long. They're like, I have long
mm-hmm.
legs, and they may not necessarily
right.
be taller than I am, but their inseam is longer.
Right.
right? So
right.
For our longer lengths, we have a 34.5-inch inseam. So
mm-hmm.
it's important to measure that inseam is very important on any garment because that's really what's going to give you from the hip. It's not from the hip. It's on the inside of your legs, so from the inside down to your ankle. And that is going to
be because I prefer wearing pants that are made at a 34, even though it kind of pulls around my foot, but then my shoe kind of takes up the slack. But I have found that a 33-inch inseam is perfect, absolutely
perfect.
And that only came through trial and error, you know, and
mm-hmm.
trying to find the right whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it was not very often because it's hard to find. You can't find
mm-hmm.
pants,
that
you know, designed
longer.
Yeah, they just don't. Maybe we can start our own line for that. So. Once people start figuring out, you know, where they're going to be going this spring and summer because of being vaccinated, what does Cabby have to kind of get you out there and just say, okay, I've been cooped up all winter, let's go. What you know, I know you told us geranium was the hot color. What other
that's a beautiful color.
Everything. I love geranium nail polish. I love that color. I wear it all summer.
Yes.
What other colors strike a great balance with geranium?
I would say we have this olive, like this olive green is a really good color, popular color this summer. And we have some button fly cargo pants that are olive green, and I just love them. They have so much stretch, and button fly, button all the way up is your in the front is that's definitely what's on trend. It was on trend last fall. It was on trend last summer. So that is like just very, very cute, and it looks great with that color. Let's just get out of the black and the white and the grays. Black and white is always on trend. Let's be clear. Everybody
likes
black and white.
Right.
Let's give it a little bit of a pop. I think in this environment and becoming a little more relaxed and being able to share – you know, time with people, coming with a little pop of color can do wonders for the spirit, right?
This is true.
So
Shoes
are the best. So pop of color shoes, it depends on where you are, right? You got to meet people where they are. So for me, I would love to put on not a high heel just because I want to walk well, and sometimes I don't walk as well as I would like to walk or strut in my clothes in such a high heel. Maybe I'll leave that for a different generation.
It is.
Maybe a middle heel, something strappy, something with a little bit of color and a little bit of pizzazz, or a cute little flat is cute as well, right? Or that
now you're talking my language.
Have your toes out. That's always cute. Or a fancy tennis shoe. How about that? You know, something with
that would be nice.
A great slide. A great slide on shoe with a lot of
I'm with that plan myself. Love the slides.
In the front. Yeah. So something that's going to be really comfortable for you, but it's going to give you that. When I put on my clothes, I like to stand up well and be able to walk well and look well in them. So something that's going to give you that strength in your back, your shoulders back, your head up high. And when you walk out the door, you're going to feel great, look great, and everything is going to be comfortable. And that is what well-dressing is all about, how you feel in your clothes.
Okay. Okay. I can work with that. So the other thing that I'm wondering is how do you then kind of pull it all together, you know? How do you figure out what are going to be the things that work together? You know, do you kind of take a look at what you have and then say, okay, let's add this, or how do you help somebody build that wardrobe? And let me make another part of that question is, how do you help them build a wardrobe on a budget? Because everybody's trying to watch their pennies during the pandemic. So how do you do that? How do you build a really fabulous budget, a fabulous wardrobe on a budget?
You know, Kim, you are just coming at me with all the good questions today.
I try.
So I would say that, well, one, my position as a stylist with Cabby, we really try to help women build their wardrobe over time. So Cabby has several collections, right? So we have two collections a year, a spring and summer collection, and then we have our fall and winter collection. So as we move through the seasons and years, we try to pare back items that you would have previously bought in other seasons, right? We all know that we shop in cycles. So maybe we bought two or three items during the spring season and summer season. And as we're moving into fall, you kind of like say, oh, I like this, but I still wear the items that I bought from spring. And so I can help you pare things back, new things in the fall that pair back nicely to some of the items in the spring. That's going to help you build your wardrobe over time. Another thing is that when you're shopping, you should look back into your closet as you start to begin your shopping time. Like say you say, oh, I think I need to just freshen up how I look, right? I want to clean out some things from my closet from old and move forward. Well, there are some staple items that, one, look good, they're in good condition, you feel good in them. So maybe some of those items we want to keep. And then maybe we want to look at buying a couple items that can pair back nicely to what you already have in your closet, right? So it doesn't necessarily break the budget, but it also helps you build what you currently have and add a few pieces of Cabby. And over time, as a stylist, we like to transition your closet to be all Cabby, and then everything pairs back to each other.
Okay.
We do have several different ways that women can shop on a budget. And, you know, if women want to reach out to me directly, I can go into that in more detail. We'd like to really build the relationship with our clients and our hostesses and to kind of, you know, to kind of help them through things. I don't want to put it out that we all go into the assumption that I can't shop. I only can buy one thing. There's always a way that I can help you start to build your wardrobe and what you have and going forward with Cabby. So, one, I would like to say check out my website. It's debbiejohnson.cabbyonline.com. And send me a note. Send some information in the chat to this broadcast, and I'm always willing to help ladies with their shopping and with the budget that they have for them. So,
excellent. So the other thing I wanted to ask about, but because I know Cabby has a lot of different items in terms of clothing, but they also carry shoes and jewelry. Can you talk a little bit about that, how they manage to make those things kind of work together with the fashions?
So we do have, we've previously had shoes, and I think it just depends on the season where they've added shoes. This particular current collection, we do not have shoes. We have in the past, and they've been quite cute, different, unique, and nice colors, comfort. But this particular season, we didn't have shoes. Maybe in the fall we'll have shoes. I'm not sure. We will soon reveal the fall line come July. Very excited. It's always excited to see the new collections coming out. But we do have other accessories. We have wonderful scarves that have just been, they're a great accessory to have. You can wear them so many different ways, in your hair, around your neck, natural scarf around your neck. You can wear it as a belt. Scarves as a belt with a cute little T-shirt or tank top is adorable, right? And a pair of jeans and a great little shoe. That's absolutely adorable. We also have jewelry, and our jewelry has been really, really great. Great necklaces. We have some necklaces that are the three-strand necklaces, which is just adorable. I love the three-strand necklaces because you can take them apart and wear them separately as individual pieces. You can wrap it around your wrist to wear it more as a, you know, as a bracelet. We have earrings that pair back nicely to it. So, yeah, we have a variety of different things. So there is something for everyone, for sure, with Cabby.
And that's the thing I love about Cabby. There is something for every style and taste. And I can also speak to the earrings, because the first time I came to a Cabby show, I was like, no, I don't know. I'm really, you know, I didn't really see anything that I thought I needed to add to my closet. And then I saw these earrings, and I was like, I have to have those. And I didn't even blink. I was just like, I have to have those. And they were my summer earring. They went with everything, because they were beautiful gold and silver mix, and they were unique. But at the same time, I knew they wouldn't go out of style. And that's the other thing I love about Cabby. Nothing really goes out of style. So how do they do that?
I know. Isn't it wonderful? It's fantastic.
How do they do that?
You know, we have, Go ahead. We have so many different things. We definitely stay on trend with the hot runway items that are, that I would say the high-end designers present. We are very on trend with that. And we add a little uniqueness to women's dressing, right? We add, you know, because a lot of ladies are like, oh, I want a little bit more variety. I don't want the basic. So I think they add a little bit of flair, something a little bit different to women's dressing.
I've noticed they add plaids and stripes and, you know, all kinds of patterns and stuff. Things that I would in a million years never thought to put together, and it works.
Right. One of our trends is outside the lines is what they call it. So you're mixing and matching and doing what makes you feel comfortable, right? You're doing what makes you like, oh, this is a little different. So you're adding a little pizzazz to what you already you know, have in your wardrobe, just to spice it up a little bit, as we like to say.
So, you know, the thing that I also found interesting is that even though the models look like they're my granddaughter's age, in their early 20s, it works for any age group. How the heck do they do that? You know, you see these gorgeous skinny models, And you're thinking, yeah, that's so not going to work on a body like mine. And then they have a model who might be what some would consider a plus size. And you see it on her and you're thinking, okay, well, maybe I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Because I think clothes take on their own identity of the owner, of who's wearing it, right? So how show up for yourself that particular day, like, oh, I'm feeling great today, and I want to represent myself this way today. Now, if you,
right.
you know, you might want to be a little bit more casual, or you might want to spruce it up a little bit. But, yes, it will go from all age groups. The young adults are going to wear things a little bit different. They're going to wear things more tied up or cropped or rolled up differently. And we may wear it more, a little bit more cleaner, you know, meaning that it will be the design intent for that particular item. We embrace it all, right?
To tell our listeners, Debbie is probably the best Cabbie model ever because everything that she puts on from Cabbie. I mean that in all sincerity. When I hosted my Cabbie show, two of my friends had not really heard of Cabbie, and they were looking at stuff. They're like, she looks good in everything. Oh, my God. Can I look like that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the killer. Yeah. It was on Zoom. It wasn't in person. And, you know, we all have HD cameras, so everything is there. Everything is there. So
it shows all the imperfections.
That's right.
What makes us so wonderful.
Yeah.
And so,
absolutely.
You know, you kind of go, all right, well, this is interesting. Well, we have a caller on the line, and caller, I'm going to bring you on. Good morning, and thanks for listening. What's your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, what do you think about the whole George Floyd riot? Like, you know, it's crazy. People are fucking losing their minds. Oh, you're like, fuck. They're tearing up the fucking streets and, you know, they're rioting.
And I apologize, Debbie. This is the thing for having a a live caller.
Long
talk
radio.
Call.
Yes.
I can't screen the call. Yes. You know, one of the things that I also like about this line is that if someone wanted to host a show, they have that option. Can you talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. If you're interested in hosting, we have wonderful benefits. Hosting is just not about shopping. It is about bringing women together. We have been separated physically for a long time. We normally host in the position of bringing the clothes to the hostess's home, and all the ladies come over. We have a glass of wine, a cup of tea, some snacks. We do a wonderful presentation to show you the clothes. We show you different styling suggestions. And then we allow women to shop. Just get to that rack, try stuff on, share it with your girlfriends. Bring your shopping squad. That's what we call it, your shopping squad. Those are your girlfriends that we normally go to the mall with and say, hey, girl, let's go to the mall today, this, that, and the other. Bring your shopping squad, and we show you all the clothes. In this environment, it's on, it's virtual, it's on Zoom, unless you're in an open environment outside and you would like to do something like that. We're able to do that as well at your comfort level. And then you shop. As a hostess, you receive benefits at 50% off based on the sales volume for your show. So if your girlfriends are coming and everybody says, I got a budget, Debbie, I got a budget, I can't spend too much, then just tell them we need to plan in advance, a month in advance, and say, hey, put some money aside. You know, if you put $250 aside, I hate to put a number on it, but if you put $250 aside, you know you're going to get a nice pair of pants or a pair of jeans and a nice top or a jacket and maybe a top. You can pare back a couple of different things within that budget. Right. And then you're shopping with your girlfriends and they're able to receive those benefits and you able to shop at the hostess shops at 50% off based on those, based on the sales volume of the show. Every $250
okay.
in sales is one item at 50% off for the hostess. So bring your squad, five or six ladies. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be just a whole big ordeal.
Right.
It could just be an evening of ladies getting together to do some shopping and come together. So, yeah, it's
exactly.
a great opportunity. Did you love hosting, Kim? I know
yes,
the ladies did when they were on
so
there.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun. And it really did almost feel like we were in the same location, even though we were on Zoom. But we really had a great time. And they loved
mm-hmm.
what they bought. Believe me, they loved what they bought. And one mm-hmm. of my guests happened to be a professional model. And she said,
mm-hmm.
These clothes are beautiful. I would love wearing these clothes. And she
yeah.
I knew which items she was going to love right away. And I was exactly
yep.
right. And she ordered them.
Yes, she bought some button flies for sure.
Yes, she did. She did.
Uh-huh.
And if people want to host a show, they can go to your website and make a request.
Yes, you can go to my website, debbiejohnson.cabbyonline.com. You can send me a note through the website. You can also email me if you choose. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, J, style, @gmail.com. That's available as well. And I'm more than happy to assist you with your shopping needs and looking fabulous in cabbie.
Fabulous. Well, believe it or
mm-hmm.
not, we've been on for an hour.
Well,
time flies when you're having
fun.
This is
great. Yes.
So
yes,
I have to tell
great.
Our listeners, Debbie will be back. As I said at the outset of the show, she will be joining us each month, and she'll be back on May 1st so that we can talk about getting ready for Mother's Day and Mother's Day
mm-hmm.
fashion and style, and then, of course, getting ready for summer. So make
yes.
sure you mark your calendar and have your questions ready. We would love to hear from you. As always, I'm going to remind you that someone could be suffering far worse than you are, and so you should be thankful every day. Make sure you have a spirit of thankfulness and mindfulness of being kind. We will be back here next Saturday with good friend Vinay and her daughter Azara to talk about Meet the Party. I can't wait for you to meet Azara. You are going to be blown away by this 12-year-old's business savvy and style. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody. I want to thank Debbie for joining us to kick off her series, What Are You Wearing with Debbie J, here on our show. And I hope you have a great weekend. Make it a fantastic day. See you next time, everybody. Bye.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit BlackBagProductionsOnline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.